Every Wednesday, we talk all things sort of tips and advice for your home or your house with our friend Susie Calabrese. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT.
And the work that needs to be done in our homes, it's like never ending, right?
Right, it feels that way.
We've got the running list. We know what needs to be done. But Susie, can you kind of help us where to find the right people to help us with the doing?
I know. It's like one of the most challenging aspects of home ownership, especially for people that are new to town or even renters that might be responsible for handling some of the upkeep themselves. So figuring out where to turn to get the job done is kind of hard. And navigating the challenging reputations or even company ownership changes. And especially after the pandemic, it's made like finding available and reliable services somewhat daunting. So when you have a home-related task that needs attention, I wanted to share some tips on knowing how to navigate sourcing who for not just the best service and best expertise, but also for the best value. So the tip number one here is don't panic, but do make a plan. And you want to start by researching local service providers online as one avenue. So you check their reviews, testimonials, ratings from previous customers. And platforms that I personally like for this are Google and even the private residence Facebook groups. I find those to be hyper local and a great go-to source for insights into providers' reputation. And what I love the most is the ability to both search or poll your fellow townspeople of who recently liked for whatever specific need you have. Like, for example, getting your chimney cleaned or dog walking. And when you see the same names popping up again and again, you can feel really good about giving them a call to get a quote from them. I just did this for something in my own house because the people I normally use weren't available. And so I wanted to go outside of my connections to see who else I could use and have success using my local resident Facebook page. But don't just rely on that alone. So my tip number two is intentionally work your network. Trust is key here. So before making any decisions, reach out to those you trust, including your local realtor. Realtors actually take a lot of pride in connecting people with reliable service providers, and they're not just there for real estate transactions. They're a valuable resource, they're well-connected, and they're really eager to be your first call for anything home-related. So if you're not in the market to buy or sell, don't feel bad reaching out to your local realtor and asking them to help guide you to some trustworthy professionals. And when seeking recommendations, don't be shy. Ask your family, friends, and other neighbors for their personal recommendations because they do carry weight. And you don't have to reinvent the wheel in home ownership. A lot of times you can just learn from others who faced similar challenges or had work done and really let their experiences guide you. We recently did this for some tree work that we needed done on our property and happened to get a really great reference from a friend. In the real estate industry, word of mouth is gold. So I suggest using a combination of those you trust and the internet to kind of help you source who to call.
It's so true when you say about those Facebook groups, because I use those all the time. And it is like the same people do start to pop up, whatever you're looking for.
Yeah.
And it really is a great way to see like who's the best, who's the most reputable, you know?
Yeah. And you can't be a business in those groups. It has to be people that actually like live there.
Yeah.
So it's not an advertisement. It's coming directly from somebody's, you know, word of mouth.
Exactly. Yeah, that makes it great. So coming up at 6:25, Susie, we want to ask you about, you know, when it comes to obtaining quotes or, you know, finding someone to do that home project, what are some of the best ways to go about finding that person? We'll talk about that in the 6 o'clock hour. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna. Wednesday's in the feed, talking to our friend Susie Calabrese about all things for your house and your home. And you can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT.
And today, Susie's talking us through some great tips on how to source and lock down reliable professionals for work in our homes. So, Susie, what else do you have for us?
Yeah, so as we mentioned earlier, knowing what needs to be done in our homes is usually clear, but finding out who is really the ongoing challenge, especially in urgent situations like needing pest control or a plumber for something. So whether it's a critical issue or a more simpler task like finding the best place to buy firewood, which is on my to-do list this week, having reliable contacts is really key. To recap what we talked about earlier, like when facing a home-related need, don't panic, make a plan, reach out to people you trust, and you can always verify them on Google or a local resident Facebook group. But my next tip is about obtaining quotes. So some might feel that one fair quote is enough, while others really see that every dollar spent is an investment that affects their bottom line. So it's really worth shopping around, even if you have a personal connection, like it's your cousin's painting company. You know, really consider reaching out to your local realtor for recommendations. They're actively involved in the market. They're connecting with experts and witnessing various scenarios every day. So trust their insights and leverage their networks for reliable services. And when gathering quotes, don't settle for just the initial option. Get multiple quotes. Empower your decision making with the knowledge of being able to have those conversations with people, and give them the opportunity also to circle back. So that's kind of the next twist on this, is once you get the quotes, go the extra mile and give them a chance to offer a better price to win your business. It not only fosters healthy competition in the market, but it also ensures an informed decision that's really based on really you understanding the market for that specific need. So whether it's a local business or a family connection, let knowledge guide your choices and consider your trusted realtor as a valuable resource. I think that having everyday conversations with buyers, sellers, and renters really make it easy for people to ask about guidance in specific areas. So if you have somebody that is a trusted realtor in your network, definitely reach out to them.
And I think we're fortunate here in Connecticut. There's so many local businesses when it comes to home projects. I feel like there's an endless amount of places to support or places to get quotes from, and, you know, different people for whatever service you need, you know?
Exactly. Sometimes it's a needle in the haystack, too, because it's like trying to find that good restaurant. You know, you want the hidden gem. You want the place that's going to have the best service at the best value, that's the most reliable. And sometimes you just can't seem to find that on your own, and you kind of need to look further.
Yeah, that's perfect. As someone who's kind of stepping into this whole new world of do it yourself, even as a renter, these tips, Susie, they really give me, I think, the confidence I need to branch out and find a good network of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even just as a starting point, you know, you never know where it leads from there, but it's always worth having the conversations.
Totally. All right. Thank you so much, Susie. This is super helpful. And we'll talk to you again next week. Starting your 9.9, Susie Calabrese. It's Kevin and Jenna.